This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. In Vermont, the number of farmers growing hemp has more than doubled since last year. That's because the 2018 federal farm bill made it more legit to grow the crop, which is closely related to marijuana, but has far less of the psychoactive THC. Hemp can be used to create increasingly popular CBD products, and farmers hoped that would bring a big paycheck. But that's been far from the case. Vermont Digger reporter Ann Wallace Allen has been looking into this and joined us to discuss the outsized expectations.
A lot of people came into the state and leased land, and many realtors told me that people from as far away as India were buying land in remote areas of Vermont to grow hemp. And even back then, many farmers and people in the industry were saying there are too many people getting into this who are not prepared. They don't have contracts with buyers. They don't have contracts with processors. And also, there's a lot more handwork than people expect when it comes time to harvest. So many people were saying, if you don't have the equipment and the farm, it's not worth doing this because you shouldn't invest any capital in it because you might not get any return.
Well, what was it that attracted so many people to start growing this agricultural crop?
Well, there were a lot of things. First of all, milk prices have been low for a very long time, 4 or 5 years. So there was a lot of dairy farms are going out of business. So there were people who have fields, they have equipment, they know how to grow things. They were looking for ways to diversify, and hemp has a lot of promise. And then, you know, last year when the market wasn't glutted, there were a lot of success stories of people selling their hemp and making a lot of money. So that, along with the passage of the Farm Bill, was another thing that motivated people to just flood into hemp growing this year.
The federal Farm Bill opened up the hemp market, but the FDA still regulates a byproduct, CBD. Are folks feeling, you know, government regulations are hampering what they're doing, or does that worry them at all?
That is a huge gray area, so it really depends on who you talk to. I talked to Lake Champlain Chocolates the other day. They're basically the only food product I can think of that hasn't put hemp in their food, and they said we would not do something without full permission from the FDA. Most of the people who have rushed into the hemp market are very comfortable with the idea of taking the financial risk, knowing that CBD is such a popular juggernaut at this point that it almost doesn't matter what the FDA comes out and says.
Are farmers going to be able to make it after they see the harvest rot in the fields because they didn't have contracts signed early enough on? What are they saying?
Most of the farmers I talked to said that the only way that you can possibly make money this summer, given how much hemp is being grown, not only in Vermont, but around the country, is if you had a contract with a processor lined up before you planted. The only exception to that is some of the big companies that are completely vertically integrated. I went up to Hyde Park, Vermont, and visited one of those. It's way out in the middle of nowhere. They have a 20,000-foot drying shed that they heat up to 140 degrees every night so they can dry all of the hemp. They're growing 100 acres, which is an immense amount by this summer's standards because it requires a colossal amount of handwork. They have 100 employees that they're paying $20 an hour on site, just temporary employees who are bringing the hemp in off the fields, sort of threshing it by hand to get the flowers and the buds off, and then putting it in plastic bags after it's dried. It's an enormous operation, and the owners of that say the only way that you can make money, as they expect to do, is by having that vertical integration. They also have a processing facility to turn it into CBD and to bottle it.
And what kind of numbers are we talking about for money that enticed people into this?
That is a really good question because it's all over the place. CBD is sold by the milligram. Although there were reports of people making, you know, $100,000 off of 10 acres last summer, there wasn't a lot of data or reports that were corroborated to know exactly how well people did. But certainly by this spring, when it came time to start the seeds in greenhouses, there was a gold rush mentality where people were saying, this is the way I might be able to turn my farm into something that actually pays for the first time in years. And also a lot of people moved in from states like Colorado where they had been growing and they had experience because they expected to make a lot of money this fall. So far, it's not clear who's going to make money, but the company that I visited in Hyde Park, it's called Sunsoil, they got a $7 million capital investment last fall. So clearly somebody expects that there's going to be money in this crop.
That was Ann Wallace Allen, the business reporter at the Vermont Digger. This is New England Public Radio.